So how did this idea come about? What made you kind of come up with this?
I'm a special effects artist. And, I do a lot of horror movies, and I'm just a huge horror fan. I do a lot of traveling. I basically live in office in New York and an office in Philly, and I saw that there was, this is the seventh year for now, and I saw that there was a group in Philly that was doing a zombie crawl, and they had just started around the same time, but I saw there was nothing like that in New York, and just being from New York and, loving New York, I think New York could use it, so I just started putting it together, just kind of, did the first few events just as a fun thing. I was not expecting it to turn into what it has become. It was just something we kind of did, I brought out some of my effects friends, we did makeup, the first one we had 75 zombies, and, 7 years later, the 2,000 zombies presenting company is my production company, Backseat Conceptions. We do all kinds of feature films, horror movies, shorts, music videos, and you can find out more about that at backseatconceptions.com.
So it's so much more than a bar crawl. You have all these cool events planned. Can you just tell us a little bit about what's going to go on this year?
We always strive to, some of the other zombie crawls are, a little bit less involved, more about a zombie gathering, but we definitely had tons of entertainment lined up. The first stop is always, 2 hour zombie meetup. A lot of zombies show up in makeup already, and then anyone else, we have, 15, 20 makeup artists there on hand to turn people into zombies. At the first up, we're going to have some game sampling stations from the new Ninja Gaiden zombie game, Ninja Gaiden Z. It's called Yaiba. I just posted the information on the website, so you can kind of pull, stuff from there. And then we're working with Run for Your Lives, which is the zombie 5K run that's coming up. It's actually the first time we're doing it in New York and Brooklyn, October 26th, and we're partnering with them, and we're going to be doing some ticket giveaways and stuff like that. And then from there, we're going to hit the streets of Manhattan and go through Times Square, do kind of a zombie, photo opportunity in Times Square. We've done Times Square before, but this is the first time, we've done kind of special in Times Square, but this is the first time the crawl is actually completely going through Times Square at one of, our main events. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And then we're going to the after party spot. We always do kind of a big zombie burlesque sideshow type events with for the after party with bands and zombie burlesque artists and that kind of stuff, and it's kind of evolved into this thing we're calling the Stripping Dead Tour, and it's something that kind of sprung out of working with a group in Chicago called the Admiral Theater, which is like the biggest strip club in Chicago, and they've been hiring me to come out and do all the makeup for their strippers and kind of help them put together the show. And this year we're kind of doing previews of it, and next year we're going to actually take it on the road, like as a full tour.
Wow.
So some of the performers that are at the after party here are also performing in Chicago, and you are part of the tour. We have Narcissister, which is a Brooklyn-based performance artist that does these just amazing kind of performance art / burlesque pieces. If you look at the website, Narcissister.com. That's also linked on the website. You kind of see some videos and pictures. It's really hard to describe, so I probably better serves linking a video or linking some pictures or something. But she wears basically like a mannequin mask, like never reveals her identity to the audience, but does these elaborate kind of transformations, I guess you would say. Like kind of huge outfits that go through multi different layers. It's really clever and inventive, and then by the end of it, she's pretty much naked. And then we have Rigor Mortis Review, which is a group we've been working with for a while in Philly, and they do zombie and horror themed burlesque numbers. They do all different kinds of stuff. So we'll probably do a Nukem High number. We actually have No Coffin from Troma Films presenting the new Return to Nukem High.
Nice.
Movie. It's something that I actually helped produce too, because I worked for Trauma for a number of years. And so that is basically like a redux of the 1986 classic Nickel High,
mm-hmm.
that was shot last year. And, it's coming out early next year in theaters, and we're doing kind of preview host of previews at the after party, along with a bunch of other projections and shorts and stuff like that too. So it's pretty much, it's pretty big multimedia. And then we have a Skeletal Life is a kind of a punk band that does a lot of Misfits covers, kind of Misfits themes, but they have their original songs too. They've been performing Zombie Crawl for the last they're back with us this year, and we have a new edition called Screaming Rebel Angels, which is this female funked rock metal band, which is really, really incredible.
For people that have never experienced this before, how could you, like, sum it up in a sentence or so, like, just to kind of give them, like, an idea of what to expect?
What to expect? Over 12 hours of zombie madness all around Midtown. It's a bloody good time. It's a chance to meet up with zombies and effects artists from all over the city and, you know, out of the city. You know, people come from, other states to go to this event. People come, we get a lot of tourists and people find me it's real listening on the, kind of things to do around the city. We always get features written up on the event because it's such a fun thing. So we actually do see a lot of people from around the world that are kind of just in town and happen upon it, the ultimate zombie experience in New York. Pat's Blue Ribbon is our main sponsor. And, that's another thing to look forward to is tons of drink specials. If you travel with the Zombie Crawl, you'll find the cheapest drinks in Midtown, I guarantee. So you can find out at the New York City Zombie Crawl at nyczombiecrawl.com. We have events all October. This is our main event for the season, but we're working with the Run-Free Live Zombie Crawl on October 26th in Brooklyn. It's runfreelives.com. You get tickets at half price or, discounted through the nyczombiecrawl.com website. You're going to be out in Chicago with the Night of the Streaming Dead, the fifth year for Night of the Streaming Dead, October 16th through 18th. Our Zombie Weekend is October 13th in New York, but we actually might have some events on the 11th and 12th, too. One thing to mention is the part of the Zombie Crawl on the 13th is also an after party for the New York Comic Con. So our venue starts three blocks from the Comic Con venue. And we're going to be working with some of the artists and stuff at Comic-Con, too. So we expect to see probably a few celebrities at this New York City Zombie Crawl on October 13th as well.